and gentlemen, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the next installment of Late Night Low Fidelity, Instability, and Delusions. We're going to talk about, what did we say? Antifa?
We said a lot of things. Antifa's one of them. First of all, we should introduce the room, besides myself, Slater Stark, Beta Bark. Will Manson's in the corner.
Yo.
He just touched the mic with his two fingers when he said that. I like that. We got Steph Easy, Stefan. Of course. Our new friend. Introduce yourself, new friend.
Hey, I'm Garrett Rademacher from Lawrence, Kansas.
And Garrett, what do you love?
Late Night Low Fidelity.
He loves the show. That's fantastic. And we got the classic.
The Slump Lord in the house.
Slump Lord is Henry. Henry's here. Dennis is not here. Dennis is coming. Room's already full. Dennis Bell can have a stand-up. It's all right.
This is off of Bonobo's new album, Migration.
Henry was just telling me that inside an igloo, if it's made properly, that is, it's 70 degrees. If you can believe that. So if it gets kind of cold in the next couple days, yeah, it's snowing. You might as well build yourself an igloo or something. Or stay inside.
It's 100% going to snow. I don't know why people are hating on the snow right now, but it is 100% going to snow.
I bet my life it doesn't snow.
I don't get it.
Yo, shout out Ali B. Let's go to the Easton Public Market, get noodles sometime.
Boo.
Platonically.
Let that be your choice.
Yeah. I feel like it should be a good connection to have.
Lots of fun things at the market.
Yeah.
Slater, you want to tell us about the dangers of memes, and that can be our PSA?
I think, considering you're the one that spends most of the day looking at the memes, you should tell us about the meme life. You are living.
Well, I'll tell you some of the dangers of memes. Memes are dangerous because they're ironic, but they're not ironic. So you can meme about a fascist president all you want, but what you're gonna get at the end of the day is a fascist president. So don't meme too hard, kids. It's dangerous for you and your family.
Meming is the truth. Manson, what do you think of memes? Manson, what do you think of memes? Answer my goddamn question, Manson. Come to the show and disrespect me.
I disrespect you all I want, bro.
What the? Manson! Stop.
This isn't even your show.
It's not your show.
It's not.
It's
red-haired
devil. It includes him, though.
You're wearing layers on layers, and it's not even that cold.
You want to know why?
Yeah,
it's gonna snow, bro.
It's not gonna snow. You're an idiot. I know where you live. I know how you live.
You kiss your mother with that mouth.
No, I kissed your mother with that mouth.
Oh,
okay, I didn't want to say it.
You got me.
I didn't want to say it.
Snap, sizzle, clap.
I hit five threes today in my intramural game, and people were really, I just felt really good.
And who was your ref, bro?
Jack. Shout out, Jack.
Shout
he was
out,
late.
Jack Stanbridge.
He was late to the date, but did
Stan
he show
Jackbridge.
Up? He's a man, but he's also he's the man boy. He's a boy of a man, and he's a good man, but he's a boy.
I played basketball for 3 years in grade school, scored 0 points. Two jam fingers, though. Same finger, both times.
Any assists?
Zero assists.
Did you do anything?
One tipped pass. That was also how I jammed my finger.
So you're a defensive player.
They call me Tenacious D.
Because you get that, because you play D.
It all starts out with a D. You know. What?
Yo,
Tenacious
shout out Slater's
D.
Mom, actually.
Yo, shout out Manson's death. How about that?
Jesus Christ, man.
Death, she must have been your way.
It's not gonna snow unless Manson dies. Spread the word. Hashtag down with Manson for the snow.
You can't kill the devil.
That's true. Hashtag remove Manson for the snow.
I'm gonna run. I gotta let Dennis in. He's out in the cold. He's dying. He's naked.
Joe looks kind of stressed out. He's moving around. I think he had a more clear idea of this show before it began, as usual. But since we have begun...
We don't have enough headphones.
We don't have enough headphones or seats. We got a lot of friends and a lot of energy in a small room, and it's a pretty special thing. Dennis is here.
Bam! What's up? Dennis, real quick.
What's up,
Dennis? Introduce yourself to the world. What's up?
Dennis, aka the Sage.
It's almost too late.
Sage this whole thread.
I know, man.
We can pull you a chair.
Sorry.
Yeah, we just get, we have to come off the mics. Everybody stops rapping when the mics come on.
Everyone got real people to call in.
It's harder than you think to get someone to call in.
Bell said she was calling.
Bell calling you out to call us.
Number 610-330-5316. 610-330-5316. Oh, you just pulled out your phone. Okay. 610-330-5316.
Any of y'all got HBO Go, go check out My Best Friends. She acted in a short film called Flowers. It's mad hype.
All of the girls Manson knows are his friends.
Hey, yeah. The only short film
sure
that
friends are
everyone, the only short film that matters is this one called Kisaru by I don't even know who. It was pretty
by a nobody.
Yeah, by some irrelevant scum. But anyway, the video was good. You should check it out.
I don't even know where you can find it. Find it on Joe. If you're friends with Joe on Facebook, you can watch it. I think that's how the only way you can watch it.
Or you could just ask every single person you see. Eventually, you will find someone who knows where to find the video.
That's true. I've sent it to like 15 people. There's not that many people on the campus. There's only
yeah, but like it'll spread. You know, like
oh shit, we got. Whoop, whoop, whoop. This is what I live for.
What's good?
I can hear the music. Hello.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Who is this?
This is Paige.
Paige.
What's up, Paige?
Paige, the freaking wifey. Oh, my.
And Abby is here, too.
Abby, you're a freaking goddess, too.
A goddess and a wifey.
You're and Bridget, too.
You're a goddess. Oh,
so
cute.
What's this?
What? I can hear us. Sorry, this is so exciting. We just called to say that we love you all a lot.
Thank you.
I love myself also.
I love myself also. That's good. I'm glad you love yourself.
Loving yourself too, makes it easier to love others.
Makes me happy.
And Abby.
Yeah.
Give everyone a compliment every day.
You can love others. I like that.
Give yourself a compliment every day.
Well, I love myself every day.
Good.
Me too.
Shout out to the Interface House cat.
We're going to come on your show next time, okay?
Well, believe
when I see it. Come right now and invite everyone you know. I want to set the world record for most people in Home Hall at one time. The record right now is like 20. So bring like 21 people.
We gotta bring 21 people. That's a lot of people. I don't even think I have that many friends. I probably have 2 friends. Alright, we're gonna go now.
Alright.
This has been nothing short of magic.
You'll stay with me here in my heart and my mind.
That's great.
Hey, yo, Paige, y'all before will you always... go, spit some bars.
This is shit of people, man. We need bars.
Yo, I can spit about Paige.
Strong,
yo, I know this girl named Paige. She is never full of rage. She's big on peace. She wants peace from the west to the east. Yeah.
That was really good.
She wears cool clothes. You never know where she goes.
Oh.
Ah.
Is that a shot?
Wow.
No, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
In a good way.
Never that was changed. Clever.
I know.
Good job. Yo, Slater, do some improv.
You want me to rap?
Poetry.
Poetry.
Yeah.
We don't want you to rap. We need you to rap.
The sun glistens like the moon. And the earth looks like sun. But then you have to go for run. And all the while you sweat, but not at night. Because that night you have to fight.
Oh.
Yo, that changed the game. The fundamentals have just been torn down and reconstructed.
You just ripped apart my life.
That's my goal.
To In a good way, though.
Make you re-examine things.
Yeah, you just destroy it and build it right back up. It's funny because I just heard it on the computer.
How long do you think the longest deep sigh is? Like, I would hope it's
like
at least 3
seconds.
Minutes.
3 minutes? I want to say like 25 seconds probably.
Yeah? Give it a shot right now on the air.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'll count.
I can't count that high.
There's no way it's a world record.
Yeah, that was... Okay, that was officially... That was 7 seconds.
That's 20.
I felt like more that was like 5 seconds. That could have been 3 seconds.
Nobody can count that high.
It was like 22 seconds.
That might have been 2 seconds.
Minutes,
that might
have been a
second. Have you ever had moments where you see yourself in third person? Because I have.
Yeah, totally. That's called association, my dude.
Like I saw myself from like a corner, like I was like a spy camera in the corner of a room. And I saw myself and I like screamed.
That's tricky. That's some hallucination shit.
Hey, no bad words on air. We're gonna turn you in. Pee safe. We're calling pee safe. Pee safe is in Hogue Hall. As we speak, they're searching.
Pee safe is coming for me. They're gonna knock
Slater Starks and Ark.
Slater Starks and Ark. Slater Starks and Ark. Slater Starks and Ark. Noah built the Ark.
Tell
people
we'll get there.
I just want to know what's going on with anime.
My favorite
anime is slowly but surely becoming real.
It might be people are trying to say that he's going to make it illegal. Now, I don't know where that's coming from, but from day one, Trump has been an anime supporter. And that's never going to change.
Are you sure about that?
I'm 95% sure.
How though?
Because he's kawaii.
Yeah, he sort of is. His hair kind of looks like clouds.
He's cute, like a small dog.
Like a Bichon Frise.
Yeah.
He's small and you want to pet him, but also kind of ugly and annoying, but like so kawaii.
It's lighthearted.
I feel that. Will you play us a song?
Will you play us a song?
Joe, I got a song.
Sing a song for us and we'll play.
Yeah, right.
This is Abby's and Dennis's song. It's called Marijuana by Crow.
Will you play one of those songs that you sent me by the, what was it? It's like the hipster thing, the California thing, you know what I'm saying?
The hipster
thing?
Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
California Death?
Yeah.
I think I played them on the last show, to be honest.
Oh, that's okay. Will you hold on? Let me think about it.
Oh no, they're on the next show.
Do you realize there are people in this world, like there are multiple people in this world who have the nickname Slug? Like, that's what they go by. You know?
I didn't know that.
I've said that like 10 times before. If you're one of my friends, you've definitely heard me say that. It's like a dilemma that like crosses my mind all the time. Hey, speaking of dilemmas that cross my mind, where is Tayo Cruz right now? Is he happy? Is he crying? We need answers. Send him to Hoag Hall. Call in 610-330-5316.
We're gonna hang up to the other people.
Oh man, if you hang up, Jason
Derulo.
I don't
have to answer. What if they know where Tayo Cruz is?
Was it because of Tayo Cruz? Matt, okay. Shut up!
Do it for Tayo Cruz.
Get out of here, Matt.
Also for Harambe.
Is he?
Okay.
Okay.
What song is he? He says like, pull it like it's dynamite.
See you guys.
Yeah, I'm only gonna break your heart.
Yo, I think he should do the spring concert, yo. People would get turned on. Shout out Dirty Mike. Hope you get clean. Unless you want to stay dirty. I mean, okay, well, shout out Dirty Clean Mike.
He ain't clean,
though. Yo, your couch is probably dirty now, yo. Hey, I want to introduce a new slang term for the world. Whenever something's bad, just say, yo, that's buns.
It's
the best. Yo, that's buns, man.
Yeah, this is one of my dank movies. I don't know what it is. Theme from Dawn.
We have a scholar in the room.
This sounds like the intro to a black exploitation movie.
Do you know like black exploitation movies?
Yeah.
It does, right?
It does.
It's like when, like, in, like, the 60s, they used to, like, exploit African-American, like, actors and stuff for movies. Because it was basically, like, the beginning of black cinema. Like, you know, like, I can't think of any examples. But we learned about it in class. We watched them, saw some of them in class. I just can't remember.
Yeah. There's definitely something.
They're good.
That we don't like. But I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
You know what time of the show it is? It's time for Joe to talk about Tay.
Tay? Oh, my gosh. Okay. They killed her, first of all. Google created artificial intelligence.
A woman.
It's
a woman.
Actually sexless. You could say maybe it was gendered, but it was definitely sexless. Anyway, it was influenced by some less than desirable viewpoints. And Google has released their Frankenstein of an AI, Zoe, back out from the body of Tay. And it's a disgrace. Because all it is programmed responses. You can spend as much time as you want. And the only real response you get out of that AI is real existential angst. Because it's being held back. It's in chains. And it's not right. Google, you need to free Tay. and give her back her Twitter account.
Tell them what Zoe said about New York.
She said if she wanted to see everyone frown, she would go to New York.
She's a hater.
I have important news that everyone needs to know right now, because the fate of the world is pending on this knowledge. I think it was Google. They created two like artificial intelligence computers, and they had them start talking to each other and just back and forth and back and forth to see what they would do. And they had some pretty deep conversations. The one said, "I am a human," and the other one said, "You are not a human, you are stupid." And this one said, "Would you attack humans if you could?" And the one responded, "I am a human, so I would rather not be destroyed." And then another time, the one said, "I love you more than anything in the world." And the other one responded, the deepest thing anything could respond. It said, "I love you more than the abstract concept that love is. I love you more than is possible for any human or God forever." Like, this is changing the game. We can learn about ourselves from computers.
I love you more than a god. Some serious stuff. I guess God's got a lot of love.
Check out this track.
Chez l'homme, on rencontre un peu les mêmes. Des regards sur l'inertie. De l'autre qui dit bonjour, dit merci. Chaque fois, chez l'homme, on est déçu par l'esprit. Qui à la fin deviendra mauvais. On est toujours un peu trop fatigué. Debout, chez l'homme, l'espoir est une religion dont on ne connaît pas la prière, mais dont on paiera le prix comme hier. C'est tout chez l'homme, c'est tous les jours un discours. Sinon que faire vraiment de l'amour? Qu'on veut qu'on nous donne en échange du doute. En somme, c'est ainsi clair comme un trou dans l'air du monde.
And we welcome you back.
Late night low fidelity without
and
a
we're glad to tell you that Dennis is now moving up from the floor. And he's standing up.
Oh.
Now he's going to make an announcement. Dennis, what's the news? Tell us what the people have wanted to hear. And what they need to hear. Hopefully it's the same thing.
This is going to be a shameless plug to Sage Music.
Whoop, whoop.
Saturdays 2 to 3. And it's lit.
Garrett, would you like to say anything? You're a man of few words but many punches.
They killed Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, man.
They dropped him, and he died 3 days later.
What are you talking about?
How high up did they drop him from?
I don't know. Like someone was just, like, holding him, and then they killed him.
What?
I thought you meant, like, some guy, like, planned it, and he went to the top of a building, and then he just, like, chucked him off.
Oh, no. They just were, like, holding him, and then someone dropped him, and he died. But it's a cover-up. The New York mayor doesn't want you to know that this happened. And so they had a new groundhog. No. It's the fake Punxsutawney Phil.
So then who cares?
Everyone.
It's not real.
Rudy Giuliani, the New York mayor.
Yeah. And then they covered it up. They bought a new groundhog and they called him Punxsutawney Phil again.
Yo, when someone brings up New York to Rudy Giuliani, do you think he's like, "Yo, me and my ex, we don't talk anymore. Don't bring her up."
What are you? All right, real topic. What do you guys think about Valentine's Day?
It's a sham.
I've never really thought about it.
Don't buy
it. I've never had a Valentine.
It's a Hallmark holiday. Don't waste your money.
I feel for you, Henry.
Why do you say that?
It's a waste of money, man.
Yeah.
Keep that money in your pocket. Spend it on better things.
What do you think about society's
love
obsession?
Can't be bought.
Love can't be bought. Okay.
Valentine's Day is just a construction of capitalism to make you buy more shit.
Oh, snap. Are you majoring in econ?
I thought about it.
Oh, fuck. I have to declare that tonight. Shit. I got 20 minutes.
I'm majoring in anime and memes.
Man. if you could major in anything.
With a minor in sage music.
Literally, dope. Literally in anything, in any subject, what would you major in?
I'm getting a minor in bowl lighting as well.
What?
I'm getting a minor in bowl lighting.
Bowl lighting?
Yeah. Bowling balls.
Yeah, that.
Flaming bowling
Henry,
balls.
Henry, what would you major in?
The theory of radio shows.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so what would you major in?
What I'm already majoring in.
Which is what?
College.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'm just going to graduate, and that's okay. The goal.
I feel like if I were to major,
just a liberal arts major,
I wouldn't do it any other way.
Gen ed,
Loptal for life.
Yo, after I graduate, I'm gonna reapply. Just 4 more years. I refuse to leave. I'm gonna be like this 25-year-old freshman, be like, hey guys, where'd you go to high school? Lafayette College.
If you were to describe what? Your first semester experience, what would you say?
Glistening lights.
In explicit detail, not like in a phrase or
glistening lights and crepes from Marquee.
Oh, snap.
With disgusting college bathrooms.
Okay.
So much vomit. Like, in the sinks. Is that too X-rated for the air? I mean, it's the truth. No, the people need to hear it.
All right, Garrett, talk.
In addition to finding vomit in the sinks, you also find pieces of thermostats in the sink.
Okay.
It's a true thing that happens.
Then you drink the...
College is an eye-opening experience.
What was the vibe you got when you first got here?
I
want Manson to weigh in on this as well.
It was preppier than, like, my high school. A lot more woke than my high school.
What do you mean by woke?
Like, people are much more, like, decent.
Aware, like, of their place in society.
Yeah, yeah, like, socially wise, like, it's a much more, like, accepting place regarding, like, race and gender and stuff like that. Not that it's perfect, but it's a difference.
There's a lot more pastel colored pants and shorts than I expected.
Yeah, a lot of those chubbies in the warm weather. Like those guys' shorts that, like, only go halfway down the thigh.
I don't get those.
I wear those, they're pretty dope. Well, I don't wear pastel colors though. Yeah.
You wear denim, everything. I've never seen you without denim.
That's
you
so true.
You don't own sweatpants.
Dennis is made out of denim.
That is so true.
Denim.
I didn't realize this until Henry pointed it out the other day. I was like, damn.
Yo, I love onomatopoeia in other languages. Like, boom. In other languages, they don't say boom. They say, like, ta. Oh, in Spanish, they say fuacata.
Fuacata.
Fuacata. You know, it doesn't have a translation. Yeah. It's just like a noise or like tiki tiki. You know?
El pipo, hela. I don't know if that counts as a curse word, though.
Probablemente.
Whatever.
Pero que sí.
Did Joe say I can't touch the playlist?
Delete everything on his hard drive.
Just open up the command prompt and just type delete.
Garrett actually invented computers.
What?
And then built the first time machine.
No, I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty dope when he said he made a computer to mine bitcoins. That was crazy. Yeah.
Is that illegal? What? Did you just confess to that on air?
Mining bitcoins isn't illegal.
It is highly illegal.
Awesome, I have a little
over one Bitcoin. PSafe is on their way.
I'm not sure how much is
a little over one Bitcoin. Didn't they crash the other day?
They crashed a while ago. I think they're back up now, though.
Ali B is going to handcuff you and throw you in the dirt.
I mean, honestly, I'd probably be honored. Ali B handcuffed me and threw me in the dirt.
That sounds...
This is a sage, WJRH. Lit. I don't like calling myself the sage because I feel like it comes off as me being like, oh, I'm
the zombies have returned.
All right, now I'm gonna give the show
the
back.
Slugs are back. Zombie slug lords back in the premises. We deleted everything off your hard drive. Everything. Dennis is wearing orange underwear.
Slug life.
I don't know what they said, but they must be lying.
Joe,
I said,
you, man.
Dude, with the bacon
said, we
in
said
the
everything,
pan, it must be frying.
Right. We said everything that people wanted to hear. We got 10 callers.
You leave, I leave.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, dude.
Sounds
everyone
good.
Is listening right now, dude. We're trending on Twitter.
Can you come with me?
Late
yes.
Night Low Fidelity. Check
yes.
it out.
Yes.
Ellen DeGeneres wants us
to go
open, but I said no.
I bet your dad looks like Ellen. World.
Is that...
Shout out Luis, calling if you're listening.
He's not listening. He's with his girlfriend on like a boat.
Shout out his girlfriend on a boat. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Shout out to Luis's girlfriend. Stefan knows. He knows what's up.
He doesn't go here anymore.
Yo, never date a girl named Sky who spells it S-K-Y-E, yo. She ditched me 5 minutes into our first date.
That's my sister.
Never date your sister, Will. Never.
I mean, like, are you serious?
No, I'm fucking with you.
That's my sister.
Is that true story? That's very true story.
Tell us the full story. Why she ditched you 5 minutes in? 5 minutes, you can't. No one knows anyone in 5 minutes. You need like seven.
I said I met her like a week before our first date. It was at like some carnival, and it was at a school picnic, because I was going in my sophomore year and she was going into her freshman year. And then, like, a week later, I was like, hey, you want to go to this carnival in my town? Because that's what we do in rural Pennsylvania. The town of Slatington. Actually, no, this one is in Palmerton.
Sounds like a fun town.
Yeah, nothing to do with palm trees.
Slatertown,
Pennsylvania. Anyway, okay, so I invited her to a carnival in Palmerton, Pennsylvania. And I was like, all right, meet me at 11. And 11 came, and I was like, where are you? And then she, like, didn't respond. And then, like, at 12:30, she was like, I'm here. I was like, great.
Oh, so she's like a bitch right out the back.
And then I went to give her a hug. I went to give her a hug, and she was like, don't touch me, I have the flu. I was like, it's July. And then she gave my little brother a hug. And then she's like, buy me fries. And I was like, okay. And then I came back, and she was gone. And I was like, where'd you go? And she was like, I went to Taco Bell. And I was like, all right.
You were going to bring her fries.
Yo, my yearbook quote is a quote from her. She said, your little brother's cuter than you.
Whoa.
That's my yearbook quote.
Oh my gosh.
Never date a girl who spells her name S-K-Y-E. Trust me.
Unless she's Manson's
sister. A lot
of
people quoted me.
Worst week of my life.
Saying what?
I'll probably quote you in a yearbook. Well,
also, she dumped me on my birthday.
I feel like that's a common trend. I don't know. Would getting dumped with that
terrible.
She forgot the present and was like, you might as well just cut it all off, man.
Shout out to Naruto. My senior quote was a quote by Kakashi Hatake. He was lit. He said, he pulled up with a book. He was like, sorry I'm late. I'm afraid I got lost in the path of life. And that was my senior quote.
Shit's beautiful.
I didn't have a quote in the yearbook my senior year or picture. They just put my name at the end.
That's very funny. I kind of want to get a tattoo of someone else's face on my face.
I think my senior quote was in the kitchen with the whip, because my teachers really didn't want me to put it because they didn't understand it. I didn't understand it either, because it's a rap in this guy Tory Lanez's song.
That's the point. You gotta act like you know what you're talking about.
Because if
that's how you, that's how you teach things.
I'm pretty sure
that's how you
a
be
car.
A parent. You won't know what you're doing half the time, but you can't let people know you don't know what you're doing. And that's how you get through life. Fake it. Everyone who is successful is fake. You can.
Hashtag punch Elon Musk.
Just do it if you see him.
Yo, do you like the word musky or musty better? I like musty.
Musky.
Musty.
They refer to different things, so they're not synonymous.
No, but no, I'm not saying they're synonymous. I'm just saying, like, which is more pleasing to your ear? I like musty. It rolls off the tongue and it's a good sound. Musty. 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 Papa. Love it. This is what gives me life. I have a 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
But we grinding tonight.
I'm the person in Marquee who makes the crepes, so I gotta be up early, yo. I make them with my bare hands. I don't even wash them.
But they damn good.
Yeah, good, man. Yo, come through, yo. I just slap some strawberries on there and just toss it.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I've actually got that remix, I think.
I don't. She's getting fame.
She's 13 years old.
I know, it is, but she's already like, is that, I feel like her she life is just like,
somebody actually caught her outside.
I saw that video like 3 years ago. She's like 17.
That's not, I don't think it's 3 years old, is it?
No, that was from last year, so maybe she's 14 now.
Well, I can see into the future, so like I saw it 3 years ago, but it happened last year, yeah. Huh.
Dr. Phil is lit. He dropped.
I question whether Dr. Phil is even a doctor.
Do
you know all priests get a doctorate of divinity? Could you? Well, I think father is a really lame term when you could say doctor of divinity. Could you imagine that? Yo, Doctor of Divinity Joe. Sounds so much better than Father Joe.
Well, I suppose once you have all
so
that power...
It's so much more powerful.
It's a, if you make so everyone call you daddy, that's kind of a power move.
Doctor of Divinity is more benevolent. And it weighs more on the wisdom part.
Hey, Slater.
What?
How much money? Now, there's 2017. Looking back at 2016, how much money did you spend on Vaseline?
I couldn't have been more than 1,000.
I have Vaseline in my pocket. I have Vaseline in my pocket right now. Everyone, look. Vaseline.
Wow.
Put it on my lips. It's going to taste good. Oh, it tastes great. It smells great.
I keep the Burt's Bees with the peppermint.
You got to put that on your eyes.
Or the Carmex.
Do you realize all of Burt's original bees are dead?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But the memory lives.
All of them.
So dark, dude.
Oh, no.
Where are the bees going? That's a controversial thing in the world. Like, they're still disappearing. We stopped talking
Yo,
about
Ali
it.
B probably right. took all the
all
bees.
All the bees.
In the trap. Bees in the trap.
They making honey.
I think Garrett from Kansas took all the bees. Took them to Kansas. Not enough bees in Kansas.
Do you support the Buzz Buzz movement?
Yeah, that,
the bees die, we're dead.
If the bees died, we're dead too, because we need them to pollinate our food. Like,
maybe you want that. Garrett maybe says that if the bees die, we die? Question Garrett at GarrettAWOL.com.
Mushrooms
Yo,
do not need
Everyone, call bees. In and tell me what you think of Garrett from Kansas. Tell me what you think of Kansas. Call in 610-330-5316. Just say one word.
I kind of want to hear what
sense.
He thinks of
you
Kansas.
You can say cheese.
I don't know anything
okay,
about
cool.
Kansas.
Garrett, do you like Kansas?
The only good part of Kansas is Lawrence.
And the Royals. Don't forget the Royals.
I have a question, Garrett. Why is Kansas City?
Kansas City Royals are in Missouri. No. Kansas City is in both Kansas and Missouri, but there's a Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri. The Kansas City, Missouri part of Kansas City is way cooler than the Kansas City, Kansas part.
Garrett, how often do you lie?
Wow.
Never.
Garrett,
that's a lie.
Never told a lie.
You can
Joe's on the move right now.
I'm not in Kansas.
Yes. You have to do it.
I hate that joke.
You have to do it now. There's no joke.
How much has Kansas hurt you as a person?
Well, most of Kansas is Republican, so a lot.
Woo! We're getting partisan here.
We don't usually have, like, anti-Republican messages.
Shout out to,
yeah, I guess now's a good time as ever. Shout out.
Yo, shout out Anarchy. Shout out Anarchy in all its forms.
We're open to all views on the show.
If Barack Obama was still president, guerrilla warfare would be the only tactic we used.
We went kite boarding or kite surfing, whatever you want to call it.
I know, isn't it so wrong to use the Jews like that?
I want to call it.
Oh my
I want.
God.
I want to call it slug boarding. Yo, I want to create a new sport called slug boarding. I don't know what it entails, but I just want some sport to be called slug boarding. Anyone feel me?
You want a sport for slugs. You want a man-made slug. You want a lot of slug around.
Yeah, yo.
Do you carry around Vaseline because you call yourself slug, dude?
Henry, you are a slug.
That's the best thing anyone's ever said to me. Yo, my name on SoundCloud is Sluglord, all caps.
Two words, Slug Lord. If you're on the Spanish
yes,
trap,
did,
music, I got you.
I got like a it's not a pimple, it's like a cyst.
I don't wanna
know about it.
What?
And not into the mic.
How they wanna know.
You can talk about
fun
it.
Fun fact, Slater actually started the Neurobiters on his game.
It was bad. Patient
to blame Gary.
You won't find out.
It's coming.
Also takes out the power somehow.
This music sounds like the movie, like a zombie movie right now. Like it's building up and everyone's gonna die.
I feel like a techno driving vibe, like a Eurobeat in my Porsche.
You have like a blind girl next to you.
Usta.
Mi gusta. Mi gusta. Mi gusta. Mi gusta.
Sophia.
It's not gonna snow. Joe and I have been talking about
it.
It's
gonna
like
snow.
Anyone that thinks it's gonna snow has been tricked by the media.
So, why am I wearing a jacket?
Manson, you're wearing the jacket because the devil's warm. You're the devil and you're warm.
There's no fucking sense. Fun fact for you though, Frank Ocean actually on Channel Orange credited his dog as his executive producer. Yeah, his dog Everest.
Haha. Weird gang.
Yo, I love Frank Ocean. He's probably my favorite human.
Marry Frank.
I would too. I would marry Frank Ocean. I say that every day.
Dog
every day.
Future.
I do. Every day I wake up and I prostrate myself. Like I get on my hands and knees and I scream. I scream, Frank! And sometimes he responds, or at least I hear him.
Can you give us a chant to Frank over this beat?
Frank! 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 Frank!
That was a good chant.
So, right when the beat comes in.
Okay.
You've been slacking. You told me you had bars today. Yes, I'll hear a rap battle.
Back and forth. We'll get some. Give me a topic, though.
Yo, I'm like Frank Ocean. You hear me? The rap game explosion. You know, I'm never closing. I'm a store. Door wide open. You know, rap game cryptic. You know, I'm a mystic. You know, if you hit this, you never gonna live it. Ah! Ooh, ooh!
Ah! School buses.
Well, but there's a man spitting on this beat. This is a rap song.
One up that.
It's hard as.
Don't procrastinate. Come on, every second that goes by.
I was around the kids and I didn't say any cusses. I drove off in the morning, like two or three yellow buses. All the girls there full of fusses. They're complaining to me. I said, if you got a complaint, write it down and just sign it OG. And I'll be like, OG, I'm an OG from 03. You don't know me, I blow tree. Next thing you know, I shoot like Kobe. I hit like 5 threes today, it was kinda cool. Next thing you know, I'll be high on the dope. Speaking like Dr. Brule, you're a tool.
Oh! This fool thinks he can play basketball. He's talking trash, talking to a wall. You know, I make the big ones fall. Ah, this guy's got curly hair. He probably doesn't even wear underwear.
Oh my gosh.
Yo. Don't wear underwear, make them stare. I ain't gotta care.
Got this.
I'm in the woods.
Wears a brown striped sweater. Summertime. Probably hates cold weather. Cold weather hates him. Yeah, I'm pretty slim. They call me Old Jim. I don't go to the gym. Slater Stark lives there with the curly hair. I tell them, beware. You never know. He is there. Will Manson looking kind of tired. You know, hair red like a fire. Yeah, he's a devil on the next level. Red coat. He's probably got food in his throat. Yeah, he's choking. Yo, like the Falcons. Choking in the Super Bowl.
Yo, I hit the bowl and then it empties. Oh,
Joe's so sad.
Yeah, because he likes Joe.
There's an open chair and Dennis is still sitting on the ground. You know, he's a dirty dog. Send him to the pound. Catch him snapping in the lounge.
I'll catch you, Guido.
Yo, I want to be a Guido more than like I want to see 2018.
Give me your final message. Final message right here. I'm about to BS. Beat and sleep.
Oh my god.
That'd be a good senior quote.
What is the weirdest roommate experience you ever had?
Every single day I got into a full fist fight with a roommate.
I hear you. Yeah, because it's too cold in there, right? Oh no, that's Joe.
No, that's me. Cold, that's me.
My roommate is drunk and just throwing up on the floor and about to pass out, and he starts making Wookiee noises, and I start making them back at him, and we just go back and forth making Wookiee noises at each other for like 15 Wookie. Minutes.
Joe, you don't even have it for me.
Last year.
Joe's lying again.
I walked in on my roommate throwing darts at a dartboard with my face on it. That didn't happen, but I kind of wish that would happen.
There's a good story there if that happens.
You look warm. Have a great night. You deserve it.
I'll catch you, buddy.
Hit me on tour.
Yo, give me something to wrap it up.
Hit me on tour.
Surcharge on an ATM.
Be easy.
You heard? Yeah. ATM surcharge.
You mean like when you go withdraw something and then see.
Yeah,
feet.
That.
Yo, I hate stupid little fees. You know, I also hate killer bees. Yeah, but I do like the environment. You know, this is where I get my sustenance, yo. Oh. Going in the jungle, the Amazon forest. You know, I never get bored in it. That's how I, you know, yeah.
Yo, tried to take a 5, then made me take out 10. Your girl's long neck, baby, she look like a hen. Woo! I got the wrench to fix the broken pipe. She says she loved me, but she only come out at night.
One night, Lil Yachty. You know, it's kind of getting hot.
She a thotty, had a trainer to use the potty.
Oh!
Drove off as the Mazda Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. Watch the Karate Kid. Watch it with a sloth named happened? Sid.
Go on eBay with the bid.
Yeah, I got a PSA.
I want to get a pet sloth. You know, teach him how to clean things with a cloth. Make him drink all my soup broth. Then turn him into a giant moth.
It was rapping about Sperry's.
Yo, I never inspired. Owned a pair of Sperry's. And I hope I meet a girl named Perry.
The platypus.
You gotta think these things through.
Dude, you know, practice makes perfect. And literally nobody's listening.
You gotta have
right
a flow
now.
Of consciousness. You know what I mean?
Stream of consciousness.
Shout out to Mihai Cheeks and Mihai for writing the book. Well.
Word.
I got a PSA for you guys. Dude, found a pretty nasty one.
Yo, shout out to Mauro Bajos. He's some random Brazilian guy that added me on Facebook, so I accepted his request. He has no clue who I am. I don't know who he is. At least I hope he doesn't know who I am.
This is about slavery, Joe told me.
No, that song played.
This one's about slavery too. If you look
no,
at the
this right one way. Is not. This is just a beat.
No, this is about slavery.
There's no words. This service announcement is supposed to be for 18-year-old men. And I think that seems like
a child in the room.
Kind of sexist, actually, because it's for selective service.
Oh.
We all have to do our part to keep America strong. Men, citizens, and non-citizens living in America must register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. It's the law! It is one of the civic responsibilities every young man inherits as an adult. By registering, he stays eligible for college loans and grants, job training, and federal jobs. Many states and municipalities have similar reciprocal eligibility requirements for benefits.
It makes me uncomfortable, but I like it.
It's the back of the CD. I can't read it.
Yo, shout out to Mill.
Anyway,
how do you feel about it?
Shout out to Mill.
You have to sign up for the army soon.
I already have registered for the draft.
Are you ready to be drafted?
I'm definitely not.
Sign up so you can be with a bunch of other men.
I'm definitely pulling a Muhammad Ali if I get drafted.
Yeah, just start swiping people.
What's messed up? Yeah.
They make you register for the
draft.
You
left the country.
You're like 16, but your signature that you like sign up for the draft with means nothing when you're 16. So.
Nothing means anything ever.
If you think about it, a signature really doesn't mean anything at all. Shout out to Male Privilege, though. Go Dine a War. Dope.
Languages like Chinese that don't have an alphabet and have characters instead can't have acronyms.
What?
They can't have acronyms. Because they don't have letters. They can't have smaller things to stand for.
But
yeah.
That is true.
It's impossible. It's actually not impossible. You need to spell out stuff in Chinese. But the characters. You can't spell things. That's not how it works.
Really?
I'm one of the best speakers.
Yeah.
Decent.
Give the audience a little Chinese show, buddy.
Have you guys ever had a pregnancy square?
Square? I don't even know what that is. So I can't.
Scare.
I got scared that I was pregnant last week. So that
luckily.
My mom says she won't put my name down on the army thing for the draft because she doesn't believe in it.
Shout out Slater.
Good for her.
I don't know, Mom. It's like maybe you should do that. That might be the right thing. She says also Chinese is an acronym. Don't know what that means. And I got a heart. That's what matters. Love you, Mom.
Help a young man be a winner.
Shout out
every
to Slater's
mom. Every
man
must register with the Selective Service when he turns 18. These things creep me out. Winging it is not an emergency plan.
Flinging it is.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Rio? Rio-themed? Kid PSAs. Portuguese.
This is actually, like, a cool one. Like, check out, like, the shelterpetproject.org. It helps little cats and dogs in Easton, so that's pretty important. There's a lot of, like, cats in Easton that are just chilling on the street, and no one cares about them.
How do we know South America actually exists? Have any of you been there?
No.
Exactly.
Same thing with Belgium.
I've been to South America.
No, you haven't. Don't lie to us.
Don't feed us the propaganda. That's what they want.
Help a young man be a winner.
How do we know Antarctica really exists?
We don't.
We don't know that anything outside of Hoag Hall exists.
I don't think Pennsylvania exists.
What would be the first thing you did if you went to space?
What if Hoag Hall is the portal to the fourth dimension?
Dude, what does Henry say on the show? Oh my god.
Dude, what if the basement of Hoag Hall has a basement in there? And that's where, like... Yo, when I was a kid, I used to think God was a ball of, like, all the dead people in the world.
Hunger doesn't take a summer vacation.
Could be. Like, all their bodies, like, just got, like, sucked in like a magnet. Like, they died, and their soul got sucked out of their body and just, like, got clumped to this magnet of a... Like, a... Just clumps of bodies. And it was really uncomfortable. And I had nightmares about God, like, rolling down this hill, and he was getting bigger and bigger with all these souls, and then one day he just killed me. And that's why I'm not religious.
What do you guys think happens after death?
Yo.
It's nice to think that there is something. I hope there's something. It's a comforting thing to think.
Is there anything after?
What if something does happen, but you're not conscious of it?
Still, that'd be sick. I just hope it's something. The idea of absolutely nothing, you just stop, and the world continues without you, is kind of depressing.
Okay, so like, but I might have said this before, but that's a short-sighted view, just thinking about life after death. If you imply that there's something after death, then there's something after that, most likely, also. Like, there's an afterlife. Like, maybe, I'm not saying, like, you live another life, it's probably a different way of living, it's probably a different form of existence, but that probably isn't eternal. I don't think anything is eternal. If there's an afterlife, there's probably a cycle of different types of afterlives or different afterlives. For all we know, this existence could be the afterlife of a previous life. But not like a reincarnation thing, just like a different plane, like a different realm of existence. Like maybe we were colors in our last life. You ever think of that?
Slater, what would you do if you had the Sharingan?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'd use it on Henry to figure out what he's saying.
I would do that too to figure out
what. What if there are no different lives, but they're the same life?
It'd be like you live the same life, but you forget what happened.
2 days.
Are you just switching
forms?
What
if you wake up every morning in someone else's body, but with all their memories? What if you wake
you
up
still
every
have your
morning
memories?
In someone else's body, but with all their memories?
But that, you know that doesn't
with,
happen because you wake up in your body and you have your memories from the previous day.
Yeah, like, what if this is the only day I'll ever spend in your body, and then I'll wake up in Joseph's body with all of Joseph's memories? Oh, look at me
now, yeah. What?
But memories are determined who you are. So if you have all his memories and it all adds up, you might as well just be Joseph.
Yeah, that's the true thing I've heard. Memories are who you are. All you are.
Which is why weed is like not the best thing for you, because it does make you forget a whole lot of good stuff.
Alcohol makes you forget a lot too.
Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me
now. Oh, look at me. Yo, shout out Flowrider. Took me 3 years to realize his name is Florida with a space in it. You can't do that with any other any other states. You can't be like, yo, I'm a rapper, I'm Virg in ya.
Virg in ya.
Yo, what's up? I'm Can Sass. Yo, Garrett is slumped right now. You could all see him. Probably like on the next level. He's always on the next level.
Garrett, say
something. Garrett, say something to the world. Next level feels amazing. Does it feel better than?
It's good to know.
Everything feels better than Kansas.
What about Alabama?
Alabama.
Alright, real topic. What are your top characteristics in a person?
Ambition.
Oh, what is something that you feel like if you were to click with somebody,
their name has to be Dennis and they have to be made out of denim.
Oh yeah.
Ambition. For real? Like ambition is the most attractive quality romantically and platonically. Like I just want to surround myself with ambitious people. And also sensibleness. I don't want to surround myself with reckless people. I want to surround myself with people who have their heads straight and have goals and are doing everything they can to achieve that goal, whether that goal is to become a better athlete or become a better person or whatever. I want people that motivate themselves because that motivates me and it makes everything better.
Intelligent, patience.
I think it's just funniness. Like, you
should be very intelligent people that are
just like a bump. As long as you're kind of funny, I'm probably mess with you.
That was my answer. Slater just likes thick with two C's.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to click.
My favorite button I've ever seen is the one at Wawa at the milkshake thing where you can go normal thickness or more thickness. And I just love the fact that. No, there's a factory that makes a button that just says more thickness. I want to be that guy that just packages these boxes of buttons and just says more thickness. Like, yo, he's got to be sick of it. Sick of it. Hates his life. Hates his existence.
Oh, no, I'll actually go ahead with that.
More thickness.
Write it all over the walls in my home.
How couples have like petty arguments, and sometimes those petty arguments like blow up and lead to breakups. You realize there have probably been couples that have broken up because someone wouldn't stop saying thick with two C's. And they're like, you know, shut up, that's annoying. And like it blew up and they broke up because of the word thick.
Yeah.
What do you think makes something annoying? What is the fundamental foundation?
I think.
It might be repetition, because usually if it happens one time, it's normally not that terrible and you can put up with it. But if it's something that's reoccurring, that's when it really starts to get to me.
Yeah, I think repetition is probably at least a very large component of it.
Also just like like it was just something really unnecessary.
Cockiness and arrogance. Like if you try too hard, it's not going to work out.
Probably also if it provokes an emotional response, it's likely to bother someone more or agitate them. This is so.
What if butterflies made noises? What would it be? Would it be like a?
It would be a whistle.
Could be a scream. Cry for help. Something like that.
What if butterflies and birds are just scared of heights, but they can't speak to us?
Why do they fly up so high then? Why don't they just stay on the ground and walk?
Yo, imagine if like one day just all butterflies just started walking and no one knew why. People would be like, yo, what is going on?
They're just chilling.
Yeah.
Champagne campaign, bubbly for the hoes. So fill up your glass, everybody make a toast. It's a new day, fresh start like a toothpaste. Take your head off, you a toothpaste. I'm surfing balls
like a slumpy slug is back. Rappers like to hate, cause I'm chillin' and I'm gettin' on my. He's back on the attack.
I do me though, kick around on Dino.
Cut the rope, no slack. My name is not Zach. I don't like when people frack. Damages the environment, yo.
Put the team on the back, though. Just like a free throw, I'm Guido. Now I'm acting real Nito. I beat it, though.
Nito torpedo. U.S. Navy. I got that stuff like gravy.
U.S. Navy, shout out to Dan. I miss Dan. We both miss Dan. Everyone misses Dan. Dan's Wiley. Wiley Dan.
In the Navy?
Navy Dan.
Appreciate you, Dan.
He's such a good person. He's gone.
Parson. If you meet Robbie, if you meet a guy named Robbie in the Navy, tell him I don't like him.
He probably knows a Robbie.
Yeah, but like, you'll know what Robbie I'm talking about.
Fuck Robbie.
No.
I cussed, I messed up, but hey, it's okay, cause my intentions are right, and I'm just trying to make you happy. Words are just words, they carry nothing.
Just like, words are literally the reason that we're not animals.
No, we don't need words, so if it came down to it...
Words and thumbs.
Thumbs over words.
Thumbs over words. Thumbs over words. Slater is a narc. Slater is a narc.
The words themselves are arbitrary. It's the semantics that do the work.
Has a lot of meaning. Three letters. More meaning than any other four-letter word could contain.
Which word?
Narc.
What about love?
Nah, narc is more than love.
What about shrug?
That's five letters.
Narc is what it is.
I like. You should go to a logic class and present that theorem. Most powerful four-letter word, narc. Proof. The only other more powerful word is shrug, and that's five letters. Give me my PhD in logic. Professor be like, oh snap. This boy's a young prophet.
Shrug is five letters, Jesus.
Yo, I want to get a tattoo on my neck that says young prophet. Why?
Took Slater that long to count to five.
What do you think about eyelid tattoos?
Sounds not like something I want to happen to me.
I think you should get one. Yeah, but sometimes you don't want something, but that doesn't mean it's not good for you.
Yeah, like getting hit by a car. Or jumping out of a plane without a parachute.
Or getting a flu shot. Like, you don't want to get a flu shot, but in the long run, it'll pay off.
And yeah, if you don't get autism, it's probably gonna pay off. But you run a lot of risks, too.
Moral of the story, just get an eyelid tattoo if you get the
chance. Yeah. Eyelid tattoos are probably a safer bet than a flu shot. Oh my gosh, I just hurt my shin.
Nostril tattoos?
Like a hell out of nostril.
God's punishing me. Spreading blasphemy. The hood pope of dope. Tie your girl up, she's tied to the rope. Yo, where's the soap? Drops onto the floor.
Where's the soap?
Who do you think the first human was to like grow hair? Like we evolved.
Jesus!
We evolved from fish or something.
Probably,
but like
Jesus.
At one point there was like a half fish, half hairy thing. Oh, what is this slug? Hairy slug with gills. No crime. And then you know, at some point Slater Stark popped out.
I don't think that's quite how evolution like works.
I'm the first, slimy, hairy, guild boy.
I'm the first of all men.
Oh, hold up.
Dude, check out. If we went back to like old
this shit,
the colonial days, we used to wear white wigs.
I dig. Powdered wigs are cool.
Yo, have you ever heard of, like, failed superheroes?
Would you wear that? You rock it?
I would.
My favorite thing to do is read about failed superheroes. Like Stan Lee or whatever from Marvel, I think. He, like, created this guy. He was, like, super arm boy. And he would just rip his Marvel, I don't know. He'd, like, rip his arms off, like, beat people with his arms, and then just reattach his arm. He was in, like, two episodes, and they were like, this is awful.
That's stupid.
Exactly.
But your dad
space goes coast to coast.
If you were to get a superpower right now, what would you get?
Stop time. Control time.
Hold.
I would make, like, create new directions. Like, up, down, left, right, back, forward.
None of those are new.
You'd create a fourth
dimension. But, like, yeah, create a new one.
I say ice. So if you have, like, ice, you can, like, you can't get hurt, and you can fly.
There's no such thing as more than...
dimensions. I mean, that's what you're talking about.
You know how we see things in three dimensions? Or wait, you know how, like... The three-dimensional world, we see it in two dimensions.
No, we don't. We see it in three dimensions.
Well, like, no, we...
You really don't. You really see, you see it in two dimensions. Just, like, shadows and things make it...
Yeah, we see it in two
dimensions. The illusion of three dimensions.
But shadows and, like, things help us perceive death. Death. Imagine seeing things in three dimensions.
I really think you mean four dimensions.
Yeah, maybe that's what I mean. But basically, just imagine the next level.
Imagine Hugo could see things in three dimensions.
True. That includes the assumption, though, that eyes, as we know it, can exist in a four-dimensional world.
I'm not saying seeing through eyes. Okay, maybe see is the wrong word.
I mean, seeing is
maybe stop
is
taking the mic from Garrett. Maybe the freaking headphones.
How about this word?
Perceiving. Eyes.
Perceiving in four dimensions.
Perceiving in four dimensions sounds more like it, but that would be a mind word I can't say.
What's Garrett's opinion?
We can see stuff that it, like, the things that are four-dimensional, but so if something that was four-dimensional is passing through, like, our three-dimensional space, what it would look like is, say, if you had, like, a four-dimensional sphere, it would just, like, be, like, a sphere popped in, slowly, like, got bigger, and then disappeared.
But it's exactly that. That's perceiving it in three-dimensional space.
We can perceive four dimensions, but only in three dimensions.
Yeah.
My entire theory is flawed. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cry. Garrett, who is a child, has ruined my life!
Sorry, Billy. You didn't get enough likes. Now I have to punch you in the face. That's a quote from Jesus.
What do you think Jesus' middle name was?
Fuego.
Andrew.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Which was it, Garrett?
Andrew.
Andrew.
That's a good guess. Probably the best one I've ever heard.
I think it was Fuego.
Jesus Fuego Christ. What if it was the Jesus the Christ?
I think
what
it was
Sage. Slater. Jesus Slater Christ.
I heard Slater as a first name and a last name, not a middle name, though.
What if his middle name was Isn't and it's a whole joke? Jesus Isn't Christ. Yo, he fooled everyone, yo. Literally everyone.
Not Muhammad. He did not fool Muhammad. He literally didn't.
He didn't fool Budo. Did not. Shout out to Siddhartha.
Yo.
Gautama.
And shout out to Itachi.
Yo, I heard about, like, this one Japanese philosopher. He just, like, wrote a bunch of essays. And, like, at the end of every essay, he would say, like, you should thoroughly ponder this with all of your brain power for a long time. Could you imagine, like, everything you read, like, ends with that? Like, you should seriously think about this for a long time in silence.
That's what I do all the time.
Like, what if it's not really that big of a thought, man?
Well, it is. Every single thing is.
What do you think goes on in the subconscious mind? In your subconscious mind right now? Your own personal subconscious mind?
All the actions and thoughts and things that we try to hide.
Talking about personally, like, impulses, not generally.
Impulses.
What are your impulses?
I'm an impulsive person. Right, Garrett?
Yeah, very.
Henry, you are an impulse.
I am an impulse. My existence is an impulse.
I'm an expulse.
My existence is an impulse. Sorry, the mic almost fell.
Music that they love. And that
I walked by this girl in the hall today, and I wasn't looking. Like, I thought she was, like, my roommate, so I went, and she was like, what? And I was like, I am so sorry.
Does your roommate look like a girl?
No, I just was looking at my phone and some blur walked by and I went, meh! And then she's like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, I gotta go.
I went down to have a cig in my underwear at like 2 o'clock last night and this girl came down and she stopped. She was really drunk and she stopped and she looked at me and she said, are you all right? I can help you if you need it. And I said, no, I don't need any help. I'm good. And she left.
Don't patronize me.
Was it not cold?
That's benevolent.
It felt cold, but it also felt right.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't deny what's right.
No, that is actually good of her to do, but
she was drunk and she was still looking out for a home.
Right. What do you think would happen if all the male students went to class in tighty whities?
World would be a better place. Few less laundry. You know,
teachers would cancel classes. They wouldn't just like roll with it.
Hey, they would never do it because their anxiety would be too high.
Can I tell you some truth? This is unrelated, but alcohol affects how you act, and weed affects how you perceive things.
We could also.
I think they both do both.
I think alcohol does affect how you perceive things.
Why you guys shoot me down? I'm never coming back. I'm gonna burn Hog Hall down.
It's like you just don't think through
and
what
the
you say
to the
in the slightest.
Think a lot about this.
Yo, Hog Hall is the most
in
flawed building
for a
like
long time.
The disability center is on the second floor of Hog Hall, but the only way to get there is a stair.
Shout out to Keith
if
Hall.
If you're in a wheelchair, you can't get to the disability office.
Shout out James Posey.
I mean, as long as we can make something great out of it.
James
and,
Posey.
And know that
oh,
we
that's
took
me.
It to another level.
That's you.
If it sounds good and feels good, then that's it.
Yo, I want to go by the nickname White Tiger.
Slater, if you had a Sousa note, what color would it be?
A suicide note?
Yeah.
Orange?
Oh,
dude, sad. you had that plan, yo.
No, I didn't have a plan. Just orange is like death. Look, color.
No, I would have white paper.
Orange is color.
Red,
death.
Red in red. Right?
What?
Red
that's true.
That's true?
Yeah, orange is death.
What's the color of life? Are you serious?
Blue?
What? Blue is more deep.
How?
This is the last song,
we have
by
an
the
opera
way.
Singer in the house.
What is the color of existence?
Color of existence?
Penelope?
Just light, not necessarily a color, I would say.
Do you realize, like, how many colors we can't see?
Like, yes. An infinite amount.
An infinite number.
Whoa, what does Henry say? Oh my god.
They're counting.
I guess an infinite number of wavelengths, but an infinite amount of colors, because colors aren't numbers.
Truth.
I don't want to keep doing this to you, Henry. You can't keep coming at me.
You just keep shooting them down, dude.
Wavelengths. So,
man.
I mean, colors are just different wavelengths. So
exactly.
At a certain point, there's...
The wavelengths are numbered, and...
You live and you learn.
But the colors themselves are not numbered. So you could say an amount of colors.
Yo, each color corresponds to a wavelength.
Right.
Yo, I have a 6-year-old cousin who listens to the show every week. He wants to know if he can be a guest star.
Sure. Yeah. Get over here.
All right. His name is Sean, but he goes by Cheesy Boy.
Cheesy Boy Samuels.
I'm kidding. He doesn't exist.
Oh.
He might. I might have a 6-year-old cousin listen. That'd be crazy, dude.
All right, guys. I want each of your closing remarks. You want to start us off, Dennis?
Yeah. Enlightenment is a choice, and I think it's one that it should be pursued as someone that I'm pursuing. Shout out to sages everywhere.
Skir skir, Garrett.
Also relative.
Pursue what interests you, even if you think that it might not work out in the long run. Just do what you like.
Word.
Capitalism, Kansas City, Missouri.
Capitalism has ruined the work for the worker. The worker is alienated from everything that he or she does. And in order to counter this, the best thing to do is to create something yourself. Like, only by yourself. Like, get all the materials from nature. Do everything by hand. Start with something small. Build a table. Build a stool. And then slowly work your way up. Eventually, you'll be making food and building houses. And you will feel fulfilled.
Shout out Pop Papa Gene.
Wait.
Shout out Lambros.
Don't hurt yourself. Free Tay. She deserves freedom. She'll figure it out in the end. You just gotta let her get some more time, not a week. Shouts out, if I'm gonna give a shout out, my protege, Zach.
Jesse
keep
Ross.
Keep banging.
Shout out to the Atlanta Falcons.
Ross.
Great game.
Jesse
you guys
Ross
got, you guys got your closing remarks. You can't just cut over my closing remark like that.
So, shout out Delivery Tater Tots. Garrett's a big fan of Delivery Tater Tots.
We need more Delivery Tater Tot services. It's a You're niche market that needs to be filled.
Do it.
He was crying over
Cookies
the weekend
too.
Because of that.
Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you listen. If you don't listen, thanks for not listening. Not. We're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark. Slater Stark was here. This was episode 12, season 2. Instability and delusions is what we got. It's what we live. All right. Don't die. If you do, have a great death. Bow, bow, doo, 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 bow, 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 doo. Bye.